Something new in congressional spending and the industry it has become. PGSA, the Prevent Government Shutdown Act. Oops, I almost typed the Permanent Government Shutdown Act. This is Solutions from Our Founders. I'm David Allen Punt. The brainchild of two Republicans and two Democrats, 50% from each branch of the federal legislature, it would maintain government spending when the end of the fiscal year rolls around, while Congress works on fine-tuning new and improved bills to pay for the next fiscal year's government. The only problem I see is that spending would only go up from here, although I suppose it's possible that new bills would require a slightly lower number. The thinking from these legislators is that when a government shutdown looms, legislators are more willing to dig deeper and crank up the printing press. Not because the federal government needs to spend more money, but it needs to avoid a shutdown and force all those Wyoming park rangers to take a week off. Perhaps it has something going for it. Three states now use this constant continuing resolution to keep their governments humming, and 17 other states have some reduced version of a special agreement in place to keep the money flowing. Even Minnesota has some sort of shutdown prevention plan, although the plan that seems to be working best in the land of the frozen fruits and nuts is the overtax one year and spend the surplus the next plan. Obviously, the balanced budget approach and the zero-based budgeting approach has not found its mark in the hearts of many congresspeople. Certainly not enough. And it's encouraging that at least four out of the 535 folks in federal office are willing to converse about it in polite company. But the big magilla to overcome will be deficit spending. Cranking up the printing press to pay the bills and spend money you don't have, nor can expect to pick from taxpayers' pockets. Even with this approach of having a certified continuing, forever continuing resolution, there will be those who want to dip into the big pot of imaginary money. Fear of inflation be damned. The desire to make taxpayers happy with free stuff in exchange for votes is just too tempting. Sure, the Prevent Government Shutdowns Act would prevent government shutdowns, and it might even do away with 1,000-page resolutions just before the lights go out to not only pay the bills, but build every county a new courthouse. But color me skeptical. Something more permanent has to be in place. Something with more teeth. Like an amendment to the Constitution. Chances are pretty good that Congress won't be interested at the moment and so won't take it up. But an Article 5 convention of states could and probably would. And 38 states would probably approve. 20 already have something like it to help their own legislators keep us out of bankruptcy court. Step one, sign the petition telling your state legislators you like this idea towards saving the nation. Step two, get your brother-in-law to sign as well as all your neighbors and friends, and remind them it's our country and our government, a republic, and we're here to keep it. That's the Founder's Solution. I'm David Allen Punt.